you see the herd of bike cops? I saw one clip. Dude, it was pretty great.
It's crazy.
The line of bike cops versus the riders.
Yeah,
they're protesters. And the bike cops were like, they were like Spartans with their fucking huffies. Like they pushed it against all the dorks. It was great. Like, get out of here. They started spraying and hitting people with bikes.
Well, that's the thing. Bike cops work constantly because they're like anything. When anything pops off, they mobilize. Bike cops is a whole, not every cop gets to be Pacific Blue. That's like, it's also, by the way, one of our friends got like bike thieved, but it was bike thieved while a guy on a bike, like an old horse thief, dude, biked up next to him, cut him off and was like, he's like, let me see that bike. He's like, let me ride your bike. And our friend was like, nah, man. He's like, give me your fuck. Basically, he's like, give me your fucking bike. And I guess like an old horse thief rode, or no, he actually, it's funny. He had the rental, like the city bike.
He rode on the side of it.
No, he fucking, in the midst of all the chaos, he went and I guess jacked our buddy of his bike.
Yeah.
But he rented a bike, like one of the blue city bikes.
This was a rogue.
He got him. He ditched the fucking city bike, hopped on his nicer bike. But it's like, you had to rent a city bike through a credit card. So I was telling our buddy, I'm like, why didn't you just grab the city bike and try to figure out what credit card that was on? But then it's like, what are you going to solve the case of the dude who stole your bike in broad daylight? Like, clearly he doesn't give a fuck about credit cards.
Yeah, that probably wasn't
or whose credit card he used. Yeah. He was like stealing the bike. He's like, fuck, my credit score might fucking drop. Shit, I didn't think about this.
That's a good maneuver, though.
Pulling
up, stealing bikes.
An old bike thief, dude. In broad daylight. They'll get you. Yeah, dude.
There was a case of that when I was in Key West. The bike thieves come through. Everybody down there has cool bikes.
True.
It's like something the culture in Key West does.
Yeah.
Where they get like tricycles or like those.
Yeah.
What are those called? Yeah. High.
Baby boy. I call them baby boys. Low riders.
It's something.
Excuse me.
Anyway.
When they put the high handles on.
Yeah, I
forget what they're called.
But bike thieves come through. They come down from Miami and steal all the poor folks' bikes.
Do they chop them off the lock or do they like actively pirate their bike?
Pirate the bike straight on is fucking nice, but no, they don't.
The only thing that I mean, in terms of my critique on this guy's maneuver, the best thing would be to ride a bike parallel to somebody and jump off your bike onto theirs.
Yeah.
And if you can break that thing, if you can break that in, it's yours, dude. Ride off. That is pretty tight. That should be a new bike law. When we have new police that like, if you see a bike better than yours, if you can jump off yours onto theirs, you can board it like a fucking, like a turtle shell, or like a hermit crab. Just fucking hop off yours. Then if you get on theirs and if you can fight them while on their bicycle and remove them, that should be your bike at that point.
Yeah. It seems, back to the police thing about them like enforcing shit like you're not allowed to stand there at this time, like shit like that. Seems like that should be a law change versus who's enforcing it change slightly.
Yeah, but this is a problem though. The reason people complain, there's the residents themselves being like, I don't want a bunch of kids standing outside my house making a bunch of noise and shit. So that's the thing. So it's like if that, you know, knowing that's the case, if some dude from your community is like, yo, you guys are bothering Mrs. What's her name, get the fuck out of here. Rather than some dude being like, what's up, guys? I'm gonna need you to get the fuck in it. It's like come out, blah, blah, blah. It's just maybe.
Tough. That's tough. Then that guy, whoever the townsman was that came over and told them to leave, now he's got fucking six kids who know exactly who he is and where he lives. I mean, it's
true.
There's some problems with enforcing laws locally like that.
No,
don't get me wrong. I hear the positives.
Possible positives. Again, I'm not sold. There's positive. The whole reason I'm selfish. All I'm thinking about is like, you're telling me there won't be guys like being weird about people smoking weed anymore? That's my dog in the race, dude. I'm just kind of like, wait, can I smoke weed outside now?
Yeah,
I
watched a high speed chase for like a half hour yesterday. It's fucking great. I guess they just do that in LA a lot, like California. You can just watch high speed chases. Keep an eye out for them on Twitter.
Where?
Watched one yesterday. It was in California. This dude, his tires, both his front tires blew off. He was riding on the wheels for like 20 minutes, going 70. And then finally they like exploded and he had to pull over. It was a lad, I think. He had a cowboy hat on.
What?
Took a Dodge Durango on the run for speeding. I think he was probably, if I had to assume, illegal.
You think so?
For trying to run like that.
I'll tell you what,
speeding.
If you're illegal in a country That's a good way to go out, a high speed chase. It's like, let me just, what the fuck do I have to, this guy's about to boot me anyway. Let me just fucking see what I got.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get out of here. He was headed back towards Mexico, I think.
Was he?
Yeah, he's headed that way. But
he was headed Mexico way?
He was headed back down. He was probably like, all right, you got me. You got me. I'm going back. I'm going back to base. I'm free. I'm gonna leave. I'm just gonna leave. It's not a big deal. But no, his wheels exploded. But it was hilarious. The news guy in the chopper was literally, he was talking like he had seen this every single day of his life. It was just like, oh, this is a pretty good one we got going here. Hopefully, anyway, what's going on? He was just like talking while this guy was running for his life.
Holy,
it's very uncomfortable. And then again, the guy's wheels blew off and he was like, this is, and the news guy was like, this is pretty much like a Dodge Durango commercial at this point. This thing's still going. This is incredible. But then, it had a peaceful conclusion, which I was hoping they had the canines, dude. Part of me wanted to see that canine jump in that passenger side window.
Get him.
Get nuts. But now I assume lad, based on the cowboy hat.
True.
Could have been a honk. But the lad got out perfectly, complied with everything, hands on the head, walked backwards. I think he was having trouble with the language at first, with the hands up or behind the head.
Yeah.
So that could have, he almost got probably shot for that.
True. Especially with the big cowboy hat.
Yeah, cowboy hat.
You're expecting the quick draw.
Right out of the hat.
Yeah, if someone's wearing a cowboy hat, you know they have fast hands. Probably he might have the fastest hands in the area at the time, dude.
Probably.
That's the best thing about when lads get fly. I've said it before, dude. It's cowboy gear, dude.
It's the sickest gear possible.
When lads get fly, there's nothing but cowboy gear. I told you about the guy that used to work with me and my brother who came here and like lamented the fact that like American dudes are pussies, and he thought he was like going to get here and we're all just like cowboys, like fighting and shit.
Oh, man.
He came here, he's like, I thought you guys were like fucking rooting and tooting. You guys are, I came here, just a bunch of like pussy ass fucking dudes just being like walking around and like, excuse me, man. He thought dudes were going to be like, get the fuck out of my way, dude.
Yeah, he thought it was the Wild West.
I thought it was going to be Machismo Central, dude.
He was coming from Mexico?
Yeah.
Damn, imagine sitting in Mexico and be like, shit, everybody here is too fucking soft. Yeah. Time for me to go somewhere tough like America. And then you get up here, it's just a dude like, excuse me, you pronounced my fucking girlfriend's name wrong?
Yeah. Try to show someone like a hot picture on your Metro PCS of a chick and they're like, oh, stop objectifying women, please.
Please?
Excuse me? Please. Yeah, it would be like nonstop. You'd be working, I'd feel my shoulder and he'd be like, just be a hot chick on a cell phone.
They love him.
Yeah, man, it's a hot chick.
It was unbelievable. That was I think the biggest culture shock being in Spain was them just getting memes and pictures on their phones. Mm. Just every night at the bar, these dudes would be like, "Yo, fucking, what do you think of that?" That was the time the guy showed me him and his friend throwing a Nazi salute in front of a swastika. And I was like, you know, you guys got some fascists in the bar? And the bartender was like, no. No fascistas, no. I was like, that guy just showed me a picture of him in front of a flaming swastika. I was like, yo, you want to see something cool? I was like, dude, that's not that cool. That's wild.
Damn, dude. He took a chance. He opened up.
He did.
He's like, well, I kind of like this guy, and maybe we can bond.
He can be a Nazi.
Maybe he's a Nazi. That's a fucking risk.
That's risky. That's like, maybe someday society will be, you know, more accepting of fascists like that. But for now, that's like being a gay dude back in the day where you were like,
true.
Do you want to hook up? And then you just get your fucking shot and beat up.
He tapped your foot under the stall. Yeah. Also, was there like a lot more people with him, or he just like?
There was two of them. There were two fascists.
Was this before Tinder? You swipe. And you're like, holy fucking shit. He's just in there like.
He really was. Strike that from the record, please. Strike that, please. Strike that salute.
Can you not even do that? I put the safety on. My elbow was cocked a little bit.
True. You hit with the snake. Yes. That's the
Once you straighten your arm, you're fully committed.
That's the strike.
True. I was showing him like, it's cocked up.
It's ready to go. You're ready to unleash your full salute. Yeah, it does suck. I forget who it was. Oh, this was killing me. My friend O'Leary. I was hanging out with O'Leary at a bar in Mechanicsburg. Went out. It's nice.
Yeah.
It was nice to be back. He was talking about how he heard it on another podcast. So it was probably one of our friends, I just didn't hear it. But he was like, Trump's never laughed. Like, you've never seen footage of Trump, like, actually laughing. Like, genuinely. Yeah,
just like a quick smile laugh. He goes,
it's
like.
It's always like, yeah, it's always, because he, and then I was like, dude, it's because Trump's autistic.
Think so.
I don't think he's ever shown, like, real emotion or knows how to. Like, you've definitely seen Obama laughing, definitely seen W laughing.
Yeah.
I've seen all of them, like, having a human moment of laughing. Trump can't. I could be wrong.
I want to see him laugh.
But I genuinely don't remember seeing him laugh, which makes me laugh a lot.
That's thinking crazy. Him, yeah, like, I'm trying to think of
it. He's always like, he's like Kanye with that like smile and then back to straight.
Yeah. I've seen Kanye laugh a bunch of times though. Yeah, I wonder because I've definitely only ever seen, he goes like this. He goes like, and he'll like do like a quick smile thing. That face. He goes, he has a quick side smile and that's it. Possibly, dude.
I don't think it's probably just all part of the plan.
It's probably all part of the plan.
Which dude. I know, which does seem something like would be part of his plan. Like you can't let them see you laugh. Laughing is gay.
There's also people who probably haven't laughed in a very long time. I mean, there's people out there.
I don't think there's too many billionaires that haven't. Although surprised. Trump, don't get me wrong. If I was Trump, I probably wouldn't be having the time of my life right now.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be laughing too much.
I don't think you're laugh your way to $1 billion that much, though.
Yeah, but once you have it, you probably laugh.
I don't know, dude. Because, like, you'd think once you had $500 million, you'd laugh.
People laugh. Everybody, literally every other president has been seen laughing.
I got to verify
this,
dude.
It's weird to not see Trump laughing.
Van Buren, you get me a good shot of Van Buren cracking up?
Martin had tons of laughs, dude. They based the show off him. Yeah.
I mean, it's a solid theory. But I'm like, I'm wondering now, there's people I know and people are like, I don't like music. I'm always like, what? You just don't listen to it? And they're like, man, I don't really like it.
Yeah. So
there's got to be people who, I know there's people for a fact who don't laugh.
Trump.
Or just like, Trump. And like a couple other. It's definitely pretty rare just to be like, I knew a guy who would like, when something funny happened, he would be like, hilarious. And never laughed. He just would state that it was hilarious.
Yeah, that's...
Trump might laugh. He might just be like a verbal laugher. Maybe like, hilarious. It's so funny.
Wow, really funny.
Wow, that's really making me...
Funny.
It's making me feel some kind of way inside.
Yeah, but even like, go watch his roast. Go watch all that shit. Like, if somebody makes fun of him, he's like... He like tries his best to laugh. But Mary, you remember when he was on WWF? And he would like... There's a gif of him being like...
Yeah.
He like can't even fake... He can't even act at all. Like him trying to be like... All right, what do I do to be a bad guy right now? He's like, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy how
I thought he killed it on WWF. He was great, dude. When he took out Vince McMahon.
Oh, and he dove on with his thick ass in the air. Look, I don't want you guys to think I'm coming down on the president too hard because he, you know, I respect the office. Shout out Drew Brees. What's good, player?
Oh, dude.
Shout out motherfucking Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, you went down hard.
Breezy. D Breezy, baby. He went down swinging.
No, I think your theory's valid, dude.
It's not my theory. I think a different podcast has covered this, but it was recently brought to my attention that Trump has never been filmed laughing, which as soon as... I can't even imagine him laughing.
Well, I'll be curious. I think someone's going to hit you with some footage of that. Someone's going to find the UFO sighting Trump laugh, dude.
The Trump laugh's tough to come by. Even on, I remember him on Stern, he wasn't really like...
Yeah.
Even when he was funny, he wouldn't laugh. Like, he would do something funny and not laugh.
Do you think he was always about to get his dick sucked? It's like anything he was doing, his dick sucked. He was getting his dick sucked right after, so he's just kind of always in a rush to get his dick sucked.
Maybe.
So he says a funny joke, and he's like, I can see the humor in that. I'm getting my dick sucked in half an hour.
True. True. There are things better than laughing.
I'm about to link up with Jeffrey right now before everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Chill in the back.
It's a good theory.
That's also true, man. No one's holding his feet to the fire for chilling with Epstein, bro. And they're like, oh, that's just who you chill with.
Well, that's because the right seems to be leading the charge on the Epstein stuff.
Yeah, but it's like, if you knew, again, he had to have fucking known. Anyone who's in like the billionaire class knows that guy was having an underage sex ring.
Yeah.
Going. Like, even if you went and you're like, oh, dude, this isn't cool. You'd think you'd be like, bro. And if they didn't, why not? You know what I mean?
I bet they didn't. I bet... billionaires that fuck 17-year-olds is probably pretty prevalent to the point where it's like, well, I think they're busting Jeff. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, I bet it was not even like...
Yeah, if you
what's the thing he has? It's like, oh, yeah, he has that. What's the thing this billionaire has? Oh, he has a enclosure of giraffes that we go shoot in the fucking head when we're at his house.
True.
Like, all this weird shit these...
Yeah.
You know?
Or so like,
I bet the sex rings of, you know... I was gonna say hot 17-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, the marketable 17-year-olds. Yeah. Sexually marketable.
Now, I think it does range from like, what was that age range Epstein was working with? I think that was like 14. I think he got a little low.
Might be hitting some 30s.
How low can you go?
He was probably hitting some 30s. On the boat. So, and obviously, too, like once you're in that, like, you know, once you start selling coke, someone's gonna ask for some heroin. So like, if you're the man getting 13-year-olds, bro, hate to break it to you, you're also the guy getting 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, or you know the dude who does.
How do you break into that conversation? Like, say you and me have a nice, healthy 17-year-old ring.
Sure. Sure.
All right. Just a red blood American 17-year-old sex ring.
We're supporting young and, like, sex workers.
It's like, do you break into that by being like, yeah, man, there's nothing wrong with this. This isn't pedophilia, but like, God, isn't it weird when dudes like want to fuck like a 9-year-old?
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Like,
I don't know, man. I thought about it. I don't know if it's that weird. Do you want to get some 9? Do you want to try?
Or just be like, my cousin does that. He's,
yeah, you got to
eat. He's wild.
I tell him, I'm like, you got to fucking knock it off.
Like, I like blondes, big tits. He likes 9-year-olds. And, you know, he's crazy. Look,
he's crazy.
I can get him over here. You should meet him. He's crazy. But
yeah, he's going to bring some over. I'll tell him that. You want me to bring him?
Yeah.
I would bring him.
He's got a lot of people over here. I think they're like 12. Damn.
Good Lord. What do you do with it?
I mean, dude, it's also going on globally. Like, they're definitely selling kids into sex slavery all over the world. So you're
probably significantly more than anywhere. The U.S. is probably pretty good about it compared to.
Well, dude, imagine you're meeting the other leaders in parts of the world. So you're a billionaire in the United States. You're like, yeah, we can't fuck kids here. We don't fuck kids here. It's wrong.
Damn, think how crazy the other billionaires must think that is.
Yeah, then you go to
a billionaire in Thailand, just like, wait, what did you say? Like, yeah, we can't even fuck 9-year-olds.
It's like, what? Don't judge me, dude.
What?
Well, they're like, I mean, dude, it's like, I was talking to a guy today who was hipping me to some news that was like, of like using sex slaves, and once they're done, physically chopping them up for parts. And it's like selling, I guess, like their organs and shit. I didn't read the full thing, but it's like, There's parts of the world where it's just like, oh, they're just like, oh, we're for sure gonna fuck this thing and then chop it up. Like, what's after we're done fucking, like a horse at the glue factory, it's like, oh, right, we'll chop it up.
Yeah, you think when like a sex slave like breaks its leg, like, ah, we gotta just put this thing down.
For sure. For sure, dude. That's who ends up selling t-shirts. Oh my God. That's who ends up, they're like, we gotta put this thing down. Next thing you know, the sex slave is just selling like little glowy things at the fucking 4th of July. They just put you out to sell fucking like,
that's what t-shirts. You know those glow sticks are made out of sex slaves? That's what the fluid is. That's why
it's just they're like stem cells.
Yeah.
No, they probably like that's what probably happens. You probably have to go work at like a carnival once you're like a sex slave that breaks your leg. Carnies always have like one arm or something.
Oh, they got mauled by something.
Yeah, you're
sticking it. Well, they stuck their hand in a fucking moving tilt-a-whirl. You got fucking dinged by the tilt-a-whirl one of those times.
It must be tight when you're a carny to show your scars. Be like, that's from the zipper. Tilt-a-whirl.
Scrambler. Oh, wait. Took one of these. I got a metal plate in my hip from the fucking crazy.
Well, that's probably as a carny, that's how you get pussy. Be like, I could put us on the scramble right now without a seatbelt. I got connections, and you ride it. You're like, oh.
That is fun though. That is cool. So we had at Williams Grove, the Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a amusement park there. It's now listed as like a haunted amusement park. It's just an abandoned amusement park across there. But we used to go when we were kids, like while it was still abandoned, like the fucking roller coaster was like the scariest roller coaster possible. Because the thing was falling the fuck apart, like, the whole time. But the ghost house, the haunted house, like, you were supposed to sit in a chair, and it would, you know, take you around. But we would just get out and run around in the ghost house, which was very dangerous because there were carts moving around, flying around.
And levers and shit.
Yeah, dude, being a carny, being able to do that 24/7 would be sick. Also, we used to clog the water slide. You ever do that?
No. Oh, you would sit.
So there was literally zero regulation on this water slide, obviously. Fucking Williams Grove. So we'd send, I was usually the wedge breaker.
Mm-hmm.
It has the biggest.
Yeah, you bust it free.
Like 4 or 5 of my friends would go first and then all stop at a certain spot. It's the funnest thing in the fucking world because you'd be going around these curves and you'd have no, and then you'd go around one curve and you'd see like dead people like, just slamming them. And it was funny when you're waiting for somebody because the water comes first. Like, you're chilling, and then all of a sudden there's like a slight wave. And you're like, oh, fuck, here it comes.
How many wedges did you break?
I mean, we used to do it every summer.
Oh,
countless wedges. Oh, we do it all day. It was the funnest.
Imagine working, you're just like, Jesus, because they signal at each other when it's good. Yeah. And then they just probably just signal, they're like, fuck them, send them the fuck down. Yeah,
who cares? They're annoying up here.
Well, dude, I used to go down a thing, I think I talked about it before, called the Alpine Slide. When we would go to it, me and my parents would bring us to somewhere in the Poconos where we'd do this like once a year, where it was just a slide but made out of concrete.
Yeah.
And they gave you like a little, like, what are those things called? Like a devil scooter? Not devil sticks. It was like There used to be these things you could sit on. They were like, it was like just a seat. It was a seat with wheels. So they give you a seat with wheels and you went down. They had like advanced easy. And then you just sat on a seat with wheels and flew down like a concrete hill. Like everyone, you would fall off and like scrape your fucking. It was the most ridiculous. I can't believe this. It can't still be there. There's no way.